I appreciate y'all for riding with your girl right here on the morning shift of Where Shift Happens. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It is holding at 36 degrees right here in Valdosta, Georgia, holding at 36 degrees. And we're going to go ahead and jump right in to today's morning shift. I know that it is going to bless your little socks because it blessed my whole foot. Miss Whitney, good morning. Bless my whole foot. And I am, Keisha, good morning. I am excited about sharing this word of encouragement as you shift today. Proverbs, Toya, good morning. Shalonda, good morning. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 12, okay? Here go our shift for the day. Here it is, Keeper, good morning. Proverbs 4 and 12. LaQuandra, good morning. One more minute and all the good morning stop. Proverbs 4 and 12, I'm reading it from the Good News Translation, okay? It says, nothing, V, good morning. Nothing, hear me, nothing will stand in your way if you walk wisely. Tis the word of the Lord. Nothing will stand in your way if you walk wisely, and you will not stumble when you run. OB, good morning. Hear it. Nothing will stand in your way if you walk wisely, and you will not stumble if you run. Or you will not stumble when you run. Listen, listen, listen at it. Listen, listen, and listen good. If you walk wisely, okay? If you walk wisely, this is what the good book say. You are not going to stumble when you run. Here it is. Not only that, I'm writing it. Hold on. And not only that, nothing. Somebody say it with me. Absolutely nothing. When you make a decision in your life to walk wisely, using wisdom, using good sense, applying what you have learned in your life, absolutely nothing will stand in your way. Absolutely nothing. Nothing is going to stand in your way if you walk wisely. And for a lot of things, that's important. Okay, for a lot of reasons, that's important. Absolutely nothing. You can even take that nothing and put nobody. Because when you are walking wisely, you set yourself in a place or on a platform, in an arena, in a category where it makes you truly unstoppable. Walking wisely, thinking about your steps before you take them. It is important that while you're walking, to stay focused on your walk and not let anything or anybody interject into your walk, right? When you're walking wisely, I'm not saying that, you know, you ignoring good wisdom and godly counsel and all that. I'm simply talking, not allowing people not letting things interrupt this walk when you're doing it the right way. And when you're walking wisely, when you are taking strategies that have worked, when you are taking the Lord at His word, when you are applying knowledge to your life, nothing can get in your way. It is nothing. You can accomplish what you want to accomplish. You can go where you want to go. You can get as high as you want to get. But it is important for you to make sure you walk wisely. There are a lot of things in this process of walking wisely for nothing to stand in your way, right? That you just can't do it and move recklessly or riotously. Then you don't even have to, when you walk recklessly and riotously, right? You don't even have to worry about other people, other things. You're going to stand in your own way. And I look back over my personal journey. I look back over my life and realize the only person that has ever truly had a chance at standing in my way, keeping me from doing what it is that I endeavor to do with my life, going where I want to go, reaching the heights and even the depths of who I could be and who I could become. There was only one person who could truly, I'm talking about really, unmovably, stand in the way of that was me. Me. Because at the end of the day, I am in control of my thoughts and in control of my actions. It's been me. If I didn't get in a position, it was me. It was my fault. Whether it was procrastination, whether it was a lack of effort, whether it was a lack of desire, if it was a position that I didn't get, it was me. At some point in your life, you have to assume the responsibility. Of not walking how you should walk or not accomplishing things that you should accomplish. But whenever you walk wisely, anything that you have seen done, anything that you have heard done, there is a lesson in it. And when you survey the land, so to speak, and you look at it, you dive into it, you pay attention, you get the details. You learn what to do and what not to do. If you want to not be successful, this is what you do. If you want to be successful, this is what you do. But here, Proverbs 4:12 says, nothing will stand in your way if you walk wisely. That means in your way, in your path, where you're headed, the road that you're journeying on. Some people may not even be on the quote-unquote right road, like living for God. That's the goal, but that's not even on some people's heart. We pray at some point that it will be. Whatever your portion is, that's your life. You got to live it. I'm just going to tell you the good way to live it, all right? The right way, as I see it, that has worked for me. Everybody got to choose. I compel you to come. And to join the faith, right? To join the faith community. But this, if you walk wisely, it don't matter where you walking. You can be in the streets. You still got to walk wise, right? On your job, you still got to walk wise. At your home, you still got to make wise decisions. And if you do that, there is nothing in the foreseeable future that you cannot obtain. If something is standing in the way, if you are running into this constant roadblock of accomplishing what you want to accomplish, of course you got to ask yourself, am I walking wisely? What am I not doing? What should I be doing? What should I be focused on? How should I be handling this situation? And most of us, again, run into a wall. Most of us fall in the ditch, fall by the wayside, because we stop paying attention to the motion in our steps. We stop paying attention to how we're walking. We get to the point where you say, I don't care what nobody say. Well, technically, you shouldn't get to that point, because in some area of your life, you have to be concerned about what others say. Because if you don't care about what others say, then you're not going to walk You're not going to walk wisely. You're not going to use good judgment on your job. You need to be caring what your boss think about you if you want to be promoted. I know the scriptures say promotion come from God. I understand that. But he uses people in the earth realm to cause his will to be put into motion for us. And if you going to work, and you just ain't finna promote no junk, no people. Well, sometimes it does happen, but even that's for a reason. But I don't want to be overlooked. Here it is. I don't want to be overlooked this year. I don't want you to be overlooked this year because you are not walking wisely. Because you are not putting any forethought into your steps. That you are not putting any, what you've learned along 2023, let's just use last year, 2023 coming into this year, that you ain't learned nothing from that. You got to learn something from your walk. Your previous steps ought to teach you how to take your future steps. Your previous steps ought to help you with your future steps. And if you're still stepping like you were formerly stepping, then it should be because it was something that worked for you. It was something that worked for you. But nothing is going to stand in my way. And it says, you will not even stumble. Right? You will not even stumble when you run. That you can progress in your speed. You can't run before you walk. Okay? Can't run before you walk. And we talked about yesterday the importance of not running without direction. Same thing along the same lines. We're not going to run without wisdom. If I'm going to be running with it, and I'm running wisely, I'm not going to stumble. I'm not going to be, stumbling is one of the tactics that the enemy Satan uses to make us think that we've fallen. You can speed this thing up. Hear me now. In 2024, you can speed your walk to success up. You can speed things up in your life when you run wisely. Because you ain't got to backtrack. You ain't got to stop and say, you know what? I'm doing this the wrong way. No, you don't have to trip on your own self. You don't have to trip on your own feet. You don't have to trip over the traps that's being laid because you're running with wisdom. You're running with this set of knowledge, this set of tools. You're running with a tool bag. Nothing, I'm telling you, if I don't get it done, hear me when I'm talking. If I do not get it done this year, the only person responsible for that is me. The only person responsible for is me. This is me. If I don't get it done, if I don't get it accomplished, if I shoot at it and fall short, this me. It's absolutely 1,000% going to be me and on me. That it's me. It's on me. I'll take the responsibility for it. I'll assume the blame for it. It's on me. And if I fall short, then I got to go back and look at what point in your pursuit did you go after this without wisdom? And if you lack wisdom, you need to, according to the word, if you lack wisdom, you can ask God. You don't have to have a relationship with God. If you lack wisdom, ask somebody who do have it. Don't be afraid or ashamed or embarrassed to say that you have a need in an area. It's fine to be able to seek the assistance and the help and the direction of people who have this thing somewhat figured out or have it figured out. But ain't nothing gonna stand in my way. 2024, no fear, no defeat. Nothing gonna stand in my way because my steps are going to be seasoned with wisdom. Mm-mm. I'm not taking a step without having researched what's on the back end of that step. This is how you make sure you don't make, this is how we make sure we don't get nothing in the way. Then it don't matter. Listen, when you walk wisely, it don't matter who stand in front of the door. Hear me what I'm talking. When you are walking wisely or when you are running wisely, it does not matter who is standing in front of that door. Because you are walking wisely, because you are not going to pursue something that you are not prepared for. You are not going to pursue something that you have not been given permission to pursue. It doesn't matter who stand in the doorway. If that's your door, you are going in that door. Period. End of discussion. I'm going in every door that is meant for me, that I have prepared for, that I've studied for, that I've researched, that I've prayed about, that I've received God's blessing over my life for. If nothing. Ooh, look at somebody sitting next to you. Ain't nobody over there but Keisha Koala and Willie the Wildcat. Look at somebody and say, ain't nothing going to say. It don't matter who it is. When you... The steps of a good man are ordered, right, by the Lord. If it's for me to have, and I am in pursuit, and I'm pursuing wisely, I know what I have in my arsenal. I know who I have in my corner. I know who's giving me instruction. I know who I have with me in my pursuit. Absolutely, positively, nothing is going to stand in my way. Period. I have completely removed myself out the way. I've moved myself out the way. I'm not going to be the excuse. When I look down at my life and see what I have not accomplished, it is not going to be me. I'm not giving other people that much power over my pursuit any longer. Don't tell me what I can't have when I'm walking wisely. Don't tell me where I can't go if I'm walking wisely. Don't tell me what I can't have, what I can't do, who I can't become when I'm walking and pursuing wisely. I will not stumble when I run, when I'm walking wisely, when I'm taking the instruction and information from my pastor. I'm taking the instruction and information from my supervisor. I'm taking the information from training sessions, from all of these areas that I'm receiving this information. When I'm taking that and I'm applying it to my life strategically and in perfect timing, nothing is going to stand in my way. Whoever you are, whatever you are, I serve notice. Smith, self, nothing is going to stand in my way. If you are not for me, hear me when I'm talking. If you ain't for me, then it's clearly you are against me. So I have to be strategic in how I deal with you. I have to be strategic in how I respond to you. I have to be mindful and I have to use wisdom in my communication with you. Because again, if you're not collaborating, you're competing. If you ain't working with me, you're working against me. Nothing is going to stand in my way when I walk wisely. Enough of that nonsense. Swap wise. How you got it, Smith? How did you finally get there? I know you, because I'm finally walking with some wisdom now. I'm finally running with some wisdom now. You want to shut the mouth of the naysayers? Succeed. Walk wisely and not have to step on nobody to get there. That ain't my forte, baby. That ain't what I do. I'm in a league of my own. This is how you make it work. I'm in a league of my own. It's enough out here for all of us. I'm not competing. I don't even compete for positions. If I'm pursuing after it, hear me when I'm talking, I got to get out of here. When I'm pursuing after a position, I don't care who else applies. Don't have nothing to do with me. I don't care who else put their name in it. It can be 100 other people. I'm going for me. And if it's mine, if I'm qualified on paper, if I'm qualified by work ethic, and if it is the will of the Lord concerning my life, that thing gonna belong to me, because I'm not applying for anything that I am not qualified for. Now let me say, are you gonna walk by faith? No, I'm walking wisely. I can't afford to be disappointed by going for something that I know I'm not qualified in, don't have the work ethic, don't have the knowledge. I ain't dumb. That ain't mine. It ain't okay on my job. It's a human resources director position. We walk around, oh, I'm just gonna walk by faith. Oh, this is my season and a half. And I'm just gonna, you ain't got no knowledge. You don't know nothing about no Title IX. You don't know nothing about sexual harassment. You don't know nothing about nothing. But you put in an application in it. No, that's not walking wisely. Now, if you telling me I've been studying this off the books on my own, I've been studying this, I've been pursuing this, I've been reading up on it, I know, corporate law, all of this information, I know all of this, I've been studying, by all means, have at it, buddy. Go after it, buddy. But I'm walking wisely, so I can't just be out here randomly putting my name in the hat for stuff just because it sound good, just because I looked over to the right and saw what the salary was or what the starting salary. No, I can't walk like that. And listen, when you, hear this, when you walk wisely, Title VII, Title IX, Title everybody in school, when you walk wisely, that's an HR person right there. Hear this. You got to write this one down. When you walk wisely, you don't have to move desperately. When you walk wisely, you do not have to move desperately. And some of us end up in bad situations and circumstances because we have had to move desperately. And when you move out of desperation, it will put you in some bad situations. It will put you in some bad spots because now you're just desperate. Now you're slanging everywhere, doing everything. Absolutely, positively not. I will not move desperately because I am walking wisely. I ain't got to move desperately. No, I'm not desperate. Mm-mm. Just lowering your standards. Just because now you in crunch mode. No. Mm-mm. I ain't desperate now. No, not desperate. I am walking wisely. Therefore, it reduces the need for me to move desperately. Mm-mm. Using some wisdom. Got to apply the wisdom to the game. Apply wisdom to the game. So listen, y'all. I hope I said something to help you along your way today. But that's truly, truly the goal, the ambition for this year is to make sure that I walk wisely. Proverbs 4:12, which is where we came from today. Nothing will stand in your way when you walk wisely, and you will not stumble when you run. And you can be wide open when wisdom is right there in front of you. Wide open. I'm talking about wide open. All gas may have to tap the brakes sometime. That's walking wisely. Walking wisely also means that you know when to put on the brakes. Sometimes you have to stop. In the pursuit of your goals and your dreams, sometimes you take a pause. And you want to make sure that you're taking that pause from the point of, I need to hold up for a minute. And as we talked about yesterday, you don't have to be chasing 1,000 things to be successful. You don't have to chase 1,000 things. Get you 4 or 5. Get you a handful of things to put in front of you to pursue. And walk wisely. When you walk wisely concerning that thing, I would rather have 5 things that I'm pursuing, and I can reasonably accomplish those 5 things, right? Than to say I was chasing 1,000 and didn't get nothing fully completed. Let's walk wisely this year. Let's walk wisely today. As you're moving today, think before you move. Think before you speak. Think before you go after it. Think before you take steps towards it. That's the key. I'm walking wisely. I'm not moving desperately. I don't have to sell the boat, sell the car, sell the house, sell the lawnmower, and try to move desperately to get things in place, because I'm walking wisely. I'm going to hold up on that. I want it. I want it bad. I want it real bad. I want it, but I'm going to walk wisely. I'm going to wait. One wise thing that I'm glad just dropped on my head. One wise thing. Don't spend it before you have it. Okay? Don't spend it before you have it. Just walking wisely. Don't spend it before you got it. Just because you anticipate it to come. Just because you expect it to come. Don't spend that thing until it hits your account. We'll pick up on that another time. We'll pick up on that some other time. All right. Yeah, there's that. So listen, I appreciate y'all for riding with your girl right here on the Morning Shift, where shift happens. Again, nothing, Proverbs 4:12, nothing will stand in your way when you walk wisely, and you will not stumble when you run. You will not stumble when you run. That's where we are today. Appreciate y'all for riding with your girl right here on the Morning Shift, to where shift happens. Until tomorrow morning, saying nope. I almost lied. Today, Friday. I'll see y'all Monday morning. Same bat time, same bat channel. Until then, I love y'all. Peace. I'm out.